We are in the thick of the football, basketball, and hockey seasons. About the only professional team sport that is not being played on the field right now is baseball. And that is the topic of our talk this week with Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, welcome once again.
Hi, Robert.
Big news about the Montreal Expos this week, that they're going to play some of their home games, not in Montreal, but in Puerto Rico.
They are. Baseball is scheduled 22 games in San Juan for the Expos, three separate home stands. And this is a weird but I think logical stopgap measure for the Expos, who you may remember are not owned by any one owner but by Major League Baseball. The Expos are floundering. Baseball's trying to find a place to put them permanently. In the meantime, they've decided that the fans in Montreal have just given up on the team. They drew around 10,000 fans per game last year. They could draw about 20,000 for the games in Puerto Rico. That will help the team because it'll generate more revenue. And baseball's owners are tired of losing money on the Expos now. And this is temporary until the Expos can find a permanent home. And the candidates right now look like Washington, D.C., Portland, Oregon, or maybe Charlotte, North Carolina.
But at least for a quarter of their home games, they will be Los Expos.
That's right. French, Spanish, but not English.
Now, on another matter, I want you to explain how it is that the Florida Marlins have agreed to pay $30 million for a player not to play for them.
It's one of the strangest trades in baseball in recent years. The Colorado Rockies had signed a pitcher named Mike Hampton to a $121 million contract a couple years ago. Now, he was terrible in Colorado, and now the Rockies wanted to dump his contract. Florida agreed to take him. In exchange, Florida sent Colorado a couple of players whose contracts it didn't want, worth about $50 million. In exchange, Florida takes about $30 million, agrees to pay that to Hampton, but then trades the player to Atlanta. Atlanta's on the hook for the last 3 or 4 years of his contract at a hefty amount. Florida saves about $20 million in the process over the long term. Colorado gets rid of a player it didn't want. Everybody's happy, except probably the fans, who would love to see a regular old straightforward player for player, star for star baseball trade.
Okay, well, another intriguing player transfer that seems to be in the offing involves a Japanese slugger named Hideki Matsui, but I gather also known, or better known as, Godzilla.
That's right, for his prodigious home run potential. He had 50 homers this past season for the Yomiuri Giants, the best team in Japan. And now he's declared his intentions to come to America. And the New York Yankees, the richest team in baseball, look like the front runners. He would be the latest Japanese hitter to come over following Ichiro Suzuki, who's been such a star with the Seattle Mariners. He was making about $5 million a year in Japan. He'll probably command 10 to 12 with the Yankees or some other team, whoever lands him.
So explain, in the midst of all of this news of baseball's growing globalization, how it is that the International Olympic Committee is expected to vote next week on a proposal to take baseball out of the Olympic Games, which baseball barely got into a few years ago.
That's right. The baseball's only been a medal sport in the Olympics since 1996. Go figure. The IOC's intentions are very, very difficult to divine. They claim that baseball doesn't have a large enough international following. That was the reason they gave for cutting it and softball from the Olympics. International baseball people, of course, dispute this. And their contention is that the IOC, which is European-dominated, is exhibiting some typical anti-Americanism. But that hasn't stopped baseball from lobbying to try to save itself. They've sent over Don Fear, the head of the Players Association, officials from Major League Baseball, to try to persuade IOC members to vote against this proposal to cut the sport. The underlying issue here is the increasing professionalization of the Olympics. Baseball has not sent its big leaguers into the games yet. The sport says it's willing to try to accommodate that by sending a few, but the problem, of course, is that the Olympics tend to fall right in the middle of the baseball season.
Stefan, thank you.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.